So stressed. Well, I probably don't have the theatrical skills that Brother Robert has. I do.
Praise God.
But I'll try to manage. Yeah. Well, it's been a real blessing, really, to be here after 5 years. So it's really a difference. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just older. Probably that's what it is. But matured, maybe. But it's been really, really nice. And the fact that we are all here and our family's here and Ross could be here, really, it's really good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been having fun. Really, I have to say that we've been having fun. And the kids love it here. Really, my boys just love it here. They don't want to go back to Poland. So everywhere we go, they're just fascinated with, Mom, this is so cool. The States is just the best country in the world. And they have guns with real bullets. And they like everything is big here, Mom. Like the trucks are big, and the frogs are big, and the butterflies are big, which is true. Really, the butterflies are bigger than in Poland, and they're just fascinated. So, Mom, we really want to live here. They begged Josh that, you know, we would stay here, and they could go to school and everything. So yeah, they say that it's the best country in the world. So I go, wow, here another one. Like already heard Brother Billy, yes, and I heard Brother Robert, great. Super, they corrupted my kids. Super, okay. But then I realized that, you know, they still have this Polish humble blood in them, so we'll be okay. Yeah, we'll be fine. Yes. But now, really being serious, I'm very thankful for this church and for you guys. And I have, thinking of you, of the churches that support us, I want to read one verse from 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. That is chapter 20. And that would be verse 12. And this is a prayer for Jehoshaphat, prayer for deliverance. And verse 12, it says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee.
Amen.
And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And this verse was a blessing to me, thinking of you, of the churches, the three churches that are here that support the mission in Poland and Mexico and other places. Because, you know, we think of ourselves that it is a kind of a battlefield, let's say. And it's easy to get discouraged, especially in those long winter days, and it gets dark, and, you know, you go out there and there's nobody there. You get cold, you come home, and it just goes by day, the same thing. And sometimes it is, like, we don't know what to do. But we have to keep our eyes on God. And real blessing was the next verse, 13, that all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And I have this picture of you guys standing behind us, having our back, that you stand before the Lord and you pray for us.
Amen.
And, you know, it wouldn't be possible if you didn't do that. I mean, it is crucial. You have to do this. So please do it all the time. No, it is crucial. And what's also interesting here in this verse is that not only adults, yes, the church stood there with their little ones, mm-hmm. with their children.
Amen.
And I was thinking that this is the 38th conference. And if we won't accustom our kids to this idea of mission, of preaching the gospel, of giving to the Lord, of making sacrifices, mm-hmm. if we won't include them in the prayers for missionaries, for missions, they might not be a 70th, yes, thank you, mission conference, because
yeah.
the kids, if they are not accustomed, they just won't continue it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, I just wanted to encourage you when you pray for preaching the gospel for missionaries, just include your children from young age, you know, that they would know what these pictures are there about, that they're just not faces, they're just real people that are out of this country and they preach the gospel.
Amen.
So
that's right.
That was a blessing. But that's not my text. So the real text is Galatians. It'll be Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 and 10, which are well-known verses, but very good verses. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially
Amen.
To them who are of the household
Amen.
Of faith.
Amen.
And these two verses were a real blessing to me, especially when put in context with two sentences. And let us not be weary in well doing, as we have therefore opportunity. And we have opportunities, a lot of opportunities
Amen.
To preach the gospel.
Amen.
Sometimes you might complain that we have to work long hours and we're hardly home, but that's your opportunity to actually preach the gospel.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you're around alive people, I guess,
yeah.
you have the opportunity to
sure.
preach the gospel.
Yeah,
and it took me a while to understand or to realize, or maybe just to accept, that sometimes the obstacles that come in our life might be God's opportunity to preach the gospel.
Amen.
You probably remember, maybe some of you remember, that Kayla was a really sickly baby. Well, he still is a little bit, but not to the same degree. And he would get sick so often, sick that we would have to go to the hospital with him. And maybe after fourth or fifth time that we had to rush to the ER, I was like really discouraged, like not again, the same thing, and I have to stay there for a week. And we lived in Wuja at that time, and I think we visited every children's hospital they have there. So we were going, and I was crying, and I was just devastated. And Josh, well, what are you crying for? Obviously, they need the gospel there too. Like, exactly. Well, that's an opportunity. So, you know, you lose a job, it's disheartening. It's hard. It's, you know, you don't feel good. But then it's an opportunity that God would put you in a different environment among different people that you can witness to. And I regret that I kept my mouth shut so many times when I had a chance to actually witness and to tell someone something, to just give a track. And I just wanted to discourage you that you wouldn't miss out on this
Amen.
Opportunity.
Amen.
And now, during this mission conference, you have a chance to be a part of something good,
Amen.
Something big. You can pray for us. If you're
Amen.
Not praying, then I want to say shame on you, but...
Yeah,
man. Just came to my mind, sorry.
That's right.
I could ask you to start praying, I guess. So if you could start praying, or see the board there behind you are pictures of real people.
Yeah.
We have Michał, we have Paulina, we have Martin, we have Andrzej, Dominika. These are real people that, thanks to you, your prayers and your sacrifice and your money, they are saved from hell forever.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully this mission trip to Poland will happen. So you'll see for yourself. There are real people that actually have a burden for their families now. They are out there with us and passed out tracts, and it is worth it, this opportunity. And
yes,
I just
yes,
wanted
amen.
To encourage you so you won't miss out on something big.
Amen.
So thank you.
Amen.